1, James chapter 4. I read from verse 1. James 4 from verse 1 says, "From whence cometh wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet have not, because ye ask not." Did you see that?
Yeah.
Now, he said, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. So this morning, you are going to ask. God give room for asking, but he didn't give room for complaining. He gave room for asking. He said we can ask. So now, I want you to talk to God. You are going to pray and say, "My Father,
my
in
Father,
the name of Jesus,
in the name of
I
Jesus,
ask for grace and wisdom
I ask for grace and wisdom
to excel today
to exalt
and
to
to
pray.
pray according to your will." Go ahead, make that your prayer this morning. In the name of Jesus, whatever you are set to lay your hand upon, you're going to school, you are going to walk, you are going to stop, you need grace and wisdom. See, my Father, as I step out today, Lord, fill me with grace and wisdom to excel in all that I lay my hand upon. Another word for grace is favor. We need favor today. It is not your labor that will bring about prosperity. It is not about your labor that will bring about the testimony. Say, my Father, today, please, Lord, I pray for grace. I pray for wisdom to excel today in all that I lay my hand upon, and grant me grace to pray according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. This morning, Father, grace to pray according to your will always. Grace to pray according to your will always. Lord, grace to excel today, wisdom to excel today. I receive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. A louder amen. And lastly, before we go into exhortation, your next prayer point is taken from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. I read verse 1 only. "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shukor, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shukor and Azekah in Ephes Damins." What is your prayer point? Brethren, don't relax. Don't think that you have fought one enemy and then you go to bed and cover yourself with a blanket. That is very dangerous. A great man of God says spiritual vacation is very dangerous. Spiritual vacation is very dangerous. Many believers are on spiritual vacation. The enemy you have been winning war against over 30 years ago, that enemy is waiting for when you relax for 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes. Spiritual vacation, as long as you are on earth, brethren, don't take spiritual vacation. What does that mean? Don't say, "Well, I'm not going to pray today. Well, I was at Bible study yesterday, I won't study the Bible today. Oh, well, I was at revival hour yesterday, I won't be there tomorrow. Oh, I was, I heard the word of God yesterday at Bible study, I'm not going to hear today." Spiritual vacation is very dangerous. You are going to pray this morning. You are going to pray and say, "In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every Philistines.
Every Philistines.
That have gathered against me.
That have gathered against me.
All members of my family.
All members of my family.
All members of Jesus' house. Father, scatter their plans in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and make that your prayer. Don't think that you prayed yesterday, you won't pray today. Don't think because God gave you to pray yesterday, so today there's no need to pray. Go, you pray without ceasing. As long as you are in the flesh, brethren, we must pray. Before that God answer your prayer today, the enemy have gone to the strategy. They gather again against the people of Israel. Right now, every Philistine that have gathered because of me today, God will strengthen every one of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And your prayers are answered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this blessed morning. I thank you for answers to our prayers. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for testimony. Thank you for teaching us to pray. All prayer that have been offered right from the beginning by your children, I thank you because you have given answer to them all.
Grace and
strength to wake up this morning come from you. Holy Spirit, take over the sleep of clay. Every Philistine that have gathered against your children, Lord, today let them be scattered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As they are plotting on the right, let it backfire on them.
Amen.
As they are plotting on the left, let it backfire on them.
Amen.
Every of their evil thought, every of their imaginations and weapon that may want to hinder your great joy this month, such evil plot will not stand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As your family, you will never be sorrowful this month.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And even so, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
God bless you, man. You may please mute your devices for a couple of minutes. God has been speaking to us on the theme, it is my time to arise and shine. I want you to mute your devices and say with confidence, you are declaring to yourself, say, it is my time to arise and shine.
It is my time to arise and shine.
God has answered your prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you have said in the text, so the Lord has done to you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, God bless you. You may mute your devices. God has been showing us practical ways we can shine, we can arise and shine. He told us about we walking in the power that raised Christ up from the grave. A word from the Lord changes the story of Joseph, a man who was in prison for no unjust cause. The Bible says until his word came, the king sent and they lose him. So there's power in the word of God. We're talking about your own light breaking forth out of your out of every form of spell, siege. And then we talked about engage the name of Jesus. Engage the name of Jesus. And this morning, we are reading from Isaiah chapter 1. Now I'm going to read verse 19. Actually, let's read together since it's one verse. Let's unmute our devices. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. We'll read together. Isaiah 1, verse 19. Everyone, let's unmute our devices. One, two, go. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, what God bless you. You may mute your device. What does it take for you to arise and shine in this dark world? The obedience to divine instruction. Obedience to divine instruction. Our case study this morning is Isaac in Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Obedience to divine instruction. For you to arise and shine, brethren, there must be a corresponding obedience to all that God has divinely instructed you to do. If you know the way out of that problem, you will absorb it yourself. Is that not correct? You will absorb it yourself. And so, because you have no power to help yourself, the one who has power to help you, if he give you an instruction, follow it to the line. It may not make sense. Now, Genesis 26, and it came to pass, there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, I'm reading verse 1, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. The plan of Isaac was to go down to Egypt because of hardship that was in the land. There was famine apart from the one that was in the days of his father. And so he had planned. He was thinking about it. He was planning. But he went there to seek the king first. Now, and God told him, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. So, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. Now, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven. Amen. And we give unto thy seed all these countries, amen. And in all thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, amen. Verse 5 and 6, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes and laws. Verse 6, and Isaac dwell where? In Gerar. Praise the Lord. Yes. Isaac dwell in Gerar. Every instruction released and obeyed brings about a change of story. Every divine instruction that God released and you obey, it brings about divine change of story. When your obedience is complete, then nothing can hinder your rising and shining. There are some people, they are the enemy of themselves. They are actually their own problem. It is not the devil. It is not any witch anywhere. It is not any friends or neighbor. It is not family. It is not their supervisor at work. It's not that professor at school. There are some people who are their own enemy. Nobody's there. They themselves are their own enemy. How? When you disobey the instruction of God, you become an enemy to yourself. The simple way out is to obey what the Lord has said. For you to arise and shine in this dark time, brethren, we are in a perilous time. You must hear what the Lord says and obey. And can I tell you one glorious thing, brethren? To obey God is easy on these conditions. Number one, if you love God, you will obey him. If you see God as the Almighty, if you see God as the most powerful, if you see God as the one who created you, if you see God as the one who can do all things, nothing is impossible with him. If you love him with all your heart, you'll be ready to obey him. You'll be ready to go all out. One of the reasons many are struggling with obeying the voice of God, even what appear to be small things, is because they actually don't love God. They love God with their mouth. but their heart is far from God. They love God with their mouth, but their destiny is far from heaven. So, brethren, this morning, if you want to arise and shine out of that problem, out of that situation, you need to obey all the instructions of God. The obedience of God, when we obey God, it may not be palatable. From experience, I can tell you, oftentimes, if God really piques interest in your life, like Pastor E. Adeboye who said, if God is really interested in your life, I tell you, he will ask you something that will shake you. When you've been able to respond to them, I tell you, it's the beginning of your open door. There are times that God has asked me to do many things. I can tell you, I won't forget one time, the Lord asked me to sow a particular seed. It was like giving our widow's mite as a family. If I was giving it, while I was kneeling down praying, I was shedding tears. I was shedding tears because when I look at the list of things to be done or bills to be paid, I was shedding tears. I would say that was the first time I shed tears giving a gift to God. Because it was so big in my hand. But brethren, when you obey God, not too long after that, God surprises us in a way we never imagined. Brethren, if you want to arise and shine, and the good news is this, when you obey God, he commands his angel to go ahead and fight your battle. He takes over that problem. Also, I want you to know that when you obey God, for instance, one mistake that people have made, because God say, let's say he asks you to sow financially, and then the next thing you are expecting financial blessing. That's not God's equation. He may ask you to sow your property. He may ask you to sow your money. He may ask you to sow something that is precious to you like Abraham. But in return, it may not be money he will give you, but what he will give you will be more than money. For instance, you are believing God for the fruit of the womb. God may say, go and sow your widow's mite. When he will answer your prayer, it will be twins. So how could you quantify the seed money you sow and the twins in your womb? You see that it doesn't. Now, to some, maybe you have a sick family member. Maybe your parents are sick. There's somebody in the hospital in a dying situation. And God say, go and sow a seed. Are you obeying that? God will then lay hand on that sick person and the person comes back to life. Finally, we see an example of King David. King David, after he had committed sin, numbered the people. God did not tell him to do so. And Satan too was against him. Satan will not be against you. He will not be against me in Jesus' name. Now, then there was an angel of destruction that was killing people all over Israel. And when David got to know, then David saw the angel. David was pleading, Lord, I'm sorry. He was saying he was the one who sinned against God, not people of Israel. That's why I wanted to pray for your leaders. Don't castigate them. Because if you castigate them, you're actually castigating yourself. Now, he said, Lord, I'm the one who sinned. Punish me and my household. Don't punish these innocent people. It was David that sinned, but God was destroying the people of Israel. And the Lord opened his eyes to see what he must do. God told him to go and raise an altar of sacrifice. He raised an altar before God. Now he purchased the field of Arunah, make a sacrifice. He said, I will not offer God, it does not cost me anything. David was rearing an altar, and God commanded the angel of destruction, say, enough. Stop killing the people. Can you see the way God works? So, brethren, obey God today. And what money cannot buy, that problem that money cannot solve, God, we arrest that situation today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to pray and say, my Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. I receive grace to obey every divine instruction that will come my way. Go ahead and make that a prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. My Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. Lord Jesus, I receive grace to obey every divine instruction. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Before you pray your next and final prayer point, I want you to think. Make sure you are awake wherever you are. I want you to think. What is it that God asked you to do that you have not obeyed completely? Did he ask you to sow a seed? You better do it for your own good. Did he ask you to go and visit somebody who's dying? You better do it for your own good. Did he say take phone call and call somebody? You better do it for your own good. And if did he ask you to pray and fast, you better do it for your own good. Whatever the Lord is asking you to do, do it immediately. So I want you to, you make a list for yourself. What are the things God told you to do, you are here to do? And pray and begin to go into action today. Lastly, you are going to pray and say, Father, Isaac obeyed you and he dwell in the land according to your word. Today, as I obey you, Lord Jesus, remember me for good. Go ahead and make that your prayer wherever you may be. Cry to God. Isaac obeyed God. He dwelled in the land and God prospered him. If you read on that story, he became great. He went forward, became great until he became very, very great. He was really great. How? Because you obeyed the instruction of God. What is God asking you to do? Say, Lord, as I obey you today, remember me for good. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin in Jesus' name. I pray for us men that have prayed this prayer. Forgive them their sin, Lord, and cleanse them from their iniquity. Give them a brand new life as you have given unto me. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. If you pray that prayer, do send it to our brother that led us, that led us earlier in the prayer for God's servant. Now pray in a few seconds. Lord, as I step out today, I receive grace to obey every instruction you will give unto me. The ones that you have given unto me, I receive grace to obey and remember me and the people for good. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Stretch forth your hand. Are you sick or afflicted? You have had people testify in the past. Just you need your faith to receive your healing. Put your faith in God, not in the pastor, but in Jesus Christ. Stretch forth your hand. You are sick or afflicted. Lay your hand upon that part of the body where you need your healing. My Father, this morning, I have come to you to say thank you for the word you brought unto us. You're teaching us that we should obey your instruction, that when we obey, it marks the beginning of our rising and shining. I ask this morning, like Isaac obeyed you and dwell in Gerar, grace for all your children, including myself, to obey you continually. Lord, release upon each one in Jesus' name. Everyone that takes step this morning to obey what God has said to them personally, whether in their dream or by voice or by instruction, this morning, expect great reward in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, that problem that's before you and your family, that money cannot solve. I pray for you, my Father in heaven will step in today and solve that problem in the name of Jesus. Amen. And whatever may represent challenges that may hinder your great joy this month, as you obey the Lord, as you commit to obeying the Lord, in the name of Jesus, receive total victory over them all in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Cause his face to shine upon you. By the time we return tomorrow, you'll be singing a new song. Amen. I pray for you. The Lord bless the work of your hand. That job interview, that scholarship interview, whatever interview or meeting you have today, the Lord has gone ahead of you. You will be favored. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. Those that are sick, be healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, for answer prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and prosper you. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a blessed day. We'll hear your testimony tomorrow.